most time.
Friendly faces everywhere, humble folks without temptation.
Going down south, I'm gonna leave my woes behind.
Ample parking day or night, people spouting hot and heavy.
And on up south, I'm gonna see if I can't unwind.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 34. Whoa, got too real there for a second. We're the Multimedia Men. I am with Susan Kamyov from Irving Community Television and thischickslicks.com.
What's up?
With Adam Conway from the Angelica Film Center in Dallas.
Yeah, hey. What?
Dallas?
Sleep.
Sorry, sleep. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
And Gadi Elkan from GadiElkan.com and SeeligFilmNews.com.
I'm Gwen Reyes. I'm 60. Thank you.
Excellent. You look amazing for 60, Gwen. And I'm Brian Kluger from BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com. And we are here Sunday at 12:20 p.m. recording our 34th episode of Multimedia Men. And we're going to do a special little fifth segment today. We usually do four. But we're going to talk about the best South Park episodes. You know, your favorite animated foul mouth kids from Cartman, Kenny, Stan, and Kyle, the token Jew.
Yeah!
Get shit on constantly. So South Park started in the 90s, and it was at a time before digital cable, and my neighborhood or part of Garland could not watch it because, like I said, there was no digital cable. You still just had channels, and during the day, the channel was Comedy Central, and at night it turned to VH1, so we did not get South Park until the second or third season. But I had to go over to a friend's house and watch the first season. So it's been on for a long time. It's coming up on its like 18th season. It's ridiculous. It's hilarious. So we're talking about our favorite episodes. I will start. Oh, I have five. It's very difficult to figure out which ones are the best, but I'll do my two runners-up. My first runner-up is the episode called Make Love, Not Warcraft, where the boys got Warcraft, and they all got really fat because they never got up, and then Cartman had his mom bring a portable toilet so he could shit while he was playing World of Warcraft, and they interjected World of Warcraft.
Them actually playing characters
from there, and it was just so funny because they were trying to beat this one asshole guy who could kill him.
Well, then they showed him though; he was hilarious too.
Yeah, just like a Jabba the Hutt type of guy. Like, but oh man, when Cartman yelled, "Mom, toilet!" She go and just sprays all over her. It was so good. My other runner-up is Cartman Sucks, which was a recent episode where Cartman would get Butters to spend the night at his house, and he would constantly do weird stuff to him during when he was sleeping. So he had a Cartman made Butters put his dick in Cartman's mouth and took a picture because he thought that he was gay. And so Butters got sent to an all-Christian camp to turn the gay away. But Cartman thought that the joke was that if Cartman sucked Butters' dick, that it would be Butters that would be gay. And it turned out to be so amazing. And, like, there's a great Jewish joke in there with Kyle about it. But that, so those are my two runners up. My three are, my first one is Woodland Critter Christmas, which was just a great telling of Christmas, but with satanic animals. And it turned out to be that Cartman was telling a story in class about the story of Christmas, and Kyle was the Antichrist because he was Jewish. Excellent. My number two is Casa Bonita.
Oh, totally on my list.
It was Cartman Bonita, who literally wanted to go to a real Mexican restaurant that's actually there. He kidnapped basically Butters and told him like the world ended so he could go to Casa Bonita. Excellent. In my first one,
it was a meteor.
Yeah, it was so good. And the first one was the return of the Fellowship of the Ring to the Two Towers, where the kids were playing dress up as Lord of the Rings, and there was a porn tape that was supposed to be inside of Lord of the Rings cassette tape, but it was porn, and it was basically the kids being kids and them trying to find porn. It was really funny. And one of the best episodes, best parts of the episode was all the kids were dressing like Lord of the Rings, but there was a group of kids that were playing Harry Potter. And it was kind of like growing up where all the kids would play Star Wars, but there was a group that played Star Trek and they were all always like the idiots. And Cartman saw the kids playing Harry Potter. He's like, ah, fags. And on. That was so good. So yeah, those are my favorite episodes. Who's ready? Who wants to go next?
I can do a couple. Okay. You mentioned some of my favorites already. But I also, I guess recently they did a three-part Black Friday episode, yes. Which was so great.
Which was Game of the Thrones centric.
Yeah, it was Game of Thrones centric, and Kenny was a princess.
Yes.
And it was on the PSV side, where Cartman was on Xbox, it was the PS4 side.
It was the console wars, and the Red Wedding was the Kanye-Beyonce wedding. Or it was Kanye, was it Beyonce and Jay-Z? Or was it Kanye and...
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Another amazing three-part episode that actually brought back the Christmas Critters was Imagination Land.
Yeah, that was really
good. That was such an awesome...
There was so much shit going on.
Imagination Land episode. The whole trilogy was crazy.
And one of, my favorite episodes is The Adventure of Lemony Winks.
Lemony Winks. That's a great sound,
oh my
too.
Gosh.
Lemony Winks. Where actual... rat, Lemony Winks.
He's a gerbil, I believe.
A gerbil.
Yeah.
Crawled up the Mr. Slave's, the gay guy's asshole, and met the frog.
And it turned that into a video game, yeah.
Yes, it did. It was good.
And I love Casa Bonita. And then also another one where they, I guess, became different people was...
The Japanese one?
The Japanese one, where they all buy ninja weapons and it becomes a Japanese anime.
Yeah, that was...
And it's so hilarious to see their characters trying to fight in real life with the ninja stars. Oh!
All right. Susan.
I haven't seen the newer episodes, so these are maybe...
Some classic episodes?
I don't know. They're slightly new. I don't know. I love the one that's titled WTF, where the boys join the wrestling club. Literally, just in that first beginning.
That was like a newer one, I thought.
I guess that was new. I mean,
yeah.
A couple seasons ago.
But that, just especially because my brother joined the wrestling team because of WWF, but he ended up loving it. And it cracks me up how they're like, yeah, we're going to join the wrestling team. And they're like, why are we wearing this underwear? And then he's like, okay, get on your knees, get down on the floor, and he comes and hides him. He's like, okay, now get behind him. Whoa, what the fuck are you doing, man? What the hell is that?
It was a good episode.
And the whole thing, and they're like, this is wrestling. You're saying wrestling? And he's like, sir, you need to get that gay porn out of this bar.
It was good.
The Cartman hates like Family Guy. Is that like a two-parter?
Yeah. Oh yeah, where they said that the writers of Family Guy
were manatees.
Yeah. I think it's fun just because the way they made fun of it. It's true. Like Family Guy does do a lot of those like random flashbacks that are ridiculous.
Is that the same episode as Simpsons did it, or was it? I thought it was.
No, that was a different episode.
You sure?
I think so.
Simpsons made fun of Family Guy.
No. Family Guy says Simpsons did it, and whenever they try to come up with new ideas, for stories, so he got stuck in his head.
The gingers episode where Cartman hates gingers.
That's where we got gingers have no souls from. Gingers have no souls.
Was that the episode? No, that was something where he got fed his own pubes.
That's Scott Tenorman. Okay. Must die. Where he eventually, so he give Scott Tenorman the bully redhead gives. Makes Cartman eat his pubes, and for revenge, Cartman kills Scott Tenorman's parents and feeds it to him as chili.
Oh, wow.
And then licks the tears.
Yeah, licks his tears as he realizes that he's killed his parents. Tears. Yeah, pretty good.
Yes.
And I ask when Wendy beats up Cartman.
That's good. That's so good. When anybody beats up Cartman, in the one I mentioned, the Cartman sucks one, it's when, Cartman thinks Kyle has like the picture of him sucking Butter's dick and like threatens him. And they were on the basketball court, and Kyle just does that to him, just like basically hits him on the shoulder. And Cartman goes, after he says he'll break his Jew legs. Just so good.
Also, excellent. Like the Obama one where when Obama wins and Stan's dad's out there Obama, O-B-A-M-A, Obama. And like, they like pair that up with like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, something like that.
A villain, which is hilarious.
Did you, is that yours?
Yeah,
that was good. That's a good list.
There's so many good episodes.
Yeah, y'all took, I mean, Casa Bonita and Scott Tenorman were both on my list.
Anything with Butters.
Butters is fucking genius.
He is.
So my other, I'll just go with my other two. I did the Easter special where Jesus is just whooping ass.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
There's the snowball, the fluffy bunny.
Yeah.
I love that. And how the Catholic Church is, you know, evil and blah, blah. And then they kill Jesus again. And then I guess the number one for me always, and it's one of the older ones, is the introduction of Tally, the greatest weed smoking character.
Yes,
of
Tally.
All time.
Who would
Tally
smoke
might
weed?
Be the funniest shit I've
so
ever seen in my life.
There was a Tally episode. There was a Tally episode. I don't know if it was the first one. It was when Tally was on Oprah.
Yes.
And Oprah's pussy and asshole got into a fight where they killed each other. Do you remember that? Oprah's pussy was called Minge. And their asshole was called Gary. I'm Oprah's Minge.
Tally
and they like killed themselves because Oprah was so terrible. They killed themselves because Oprah doesn't pay enough attention to them.
It's a man bear pig.
It was so good. I remember Tally being on that.
I love Tally. So... his anything with him, but his first introduction was just, what the hell are we doing with this damn show? It was genius.
It is good.
So that's my number one. I think
what about human centipad?
That's a little
too I like funny. The sentient shake weight.
Oh, yeah. Where he, or Yakart, or Randy Marsh made cream fraiche for everybody at every meal.
Cream
the
fraiche.
Shake weight was good. There's so many good episodes. Is that Jesus?
And then... well, anytime Saddam goes to hell.
That was in the movie, though.
Yeah. But still.
That was good.
It was in one of the episodes, wasn't it?
Oh, let's not forget where Cartman wanted to destroy all the Jews. That was pretty amazing.
That was a good episode. There's more than five quality episodes.
Yeah, there is. Almost all of them are really amazing.
I thought you were going to mention that when the Otis tries sneaking to watch Passion of the Christ.
Wasn't that the one where he tried to take out all the Jews?
Yeah,
and
like the
Passion of Cartman or something?
The guy with the beeps.
And then I guess the Jufin one where Kyle wanted a negroplasty to become become a basketball player, so his dad wanted to become a dolphin.
Was it funny?
Jufin.
In order to make the knees to be a tall black man,
they
used
the rhinoplasty. They call it a negroplasty. Yeah. It's a great term.
Negroplasty.
And then his dad wanted to become a dolphin, so they made him a dolphin. And they called him a Jufin because he was a Jew too. Well, those are the best South Park episodes. We'll try to post some clips to our favorite ones. But yeah, that is the multimedia man for our 34th podcast. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day, Adam.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Why don't you do that next time?
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, thanks for joining.
Easter already happened?
Easter happened.
Jesus is dead?